This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
The horse that won the Kentucky Derby, Medina Spirit, could soon have that victory stripped away, and it's going to be quite the quagmire because there's going to be a lot of people that bet on that horse that finished second, and they're going to want their money.
How many people threw away their betting slips?
I'm sure tons. At the track, yeah.
You don't have that ticket. Nope. You know, no receipt.
Not going to get it. Nope.
Not going to do it.
Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert revealing the failed test for Medina Spirit yesterday.
I got a call from Jimmy Barnes. I was headed to the airport, and I got some horrible news. He said he had some horrible news for me, that he'd just been served by the Kentucky Race Commission that Medina Spirit, our Derby horse, had been tested positive for 21 picograms of betamethasone.
All right, betamethasone is a common anti-inflammatory drug that the horses are allowed to have, but he was way over the acceptable limit, and that's a problem. Baffert went on to claim no responsibility.
We did not give it. My veterinarian, nobody here, that matter of fact, Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone.
Really? So we're suggesting that someone has tampered with the horse.
Which is funny because those horses are watched 24/7 by the
key, buddy.
Exactly. Yeah. So please don't stand there and go, I don't know what happened. You know who says that? Bill Cosby.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you can't say that. We don't believe you. Baffert says he'll be fully transparent as the investigation goes on.
Good.
But as of yesterday, he's had at least 30 horses fail drug tests over the four decades that he has been a trainer. Four horses last year. And the one that won the Kentucky Derby in 2018, Justify, tested positive that year after winning the Santa Anita Derby.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened. No. No, you do know what happened. You just are not going to tell us. In golf, Rory McIlroy wins the Wells Fargo Championship by a stroke, his first victory in 18 months, although he still would have liked to have putt a little better.
You know, I think my game right now is in a really good place, tee to green. Obviously, I know with my putting, I've got to be a little bit sharper, and, you know, it's not that I'm a bad putter, it's just I can't seem to catch a break.
The break?
No one.
Huh?
No one?
Huh?
No one? No one?
You know, break of the green, you know?
Now, while Rory had a great day, it was a rough day for Pastor Hendrickson.
I mean, I'm a little banged up. I got a sore throat. I'm not 100% either, but no excuses. I knew I needed to come out here and perform on Sunday. I mean, who else is going to preach? The youth pastor? Absolutely not. I mean, last time I had that guy preach, he was quoting Chance the Rapper lyrics. I mean, we just can't have that. I mean, we're doing a good job as a team getting plenty of people to come forward for prayer. We're just not getting salvations. We're not getting the conversions when we need to.
Yep, got to get the conversions. Got to get the conversions. In soccer.
I didn't think I'd ever need to tell you this, but soccer was invented by European ladies to keep them busy while their husbands did the cooking.
Actually, you know what? I don't have a soccer story. I apologize. Michael Jordan had a jersey at auction, a game-worn North Carolina Tar Heels jersey at auction. It sold on Saturday for $1.38 million.
Amazing.
That's crazy. In baseball, the Red Sox, the top of that. Red Sox, I believe, have the best record in baseball at this point. They complete the sweep of the Orioles. The Yankees keep pace with a win over the Nationals. The Mets top the Diamondbacks. The Dodgers started the season 13-2, but have now lost 15 of their last 20. Not good.
No.
Not good. They lose again yesterday to the Angels. The Braves beat the Phillies. And in basketball, the Knicks continue to impress. They were in Los Angeles yesterday. They beat the Clippers in L.A., and the Clippers had the full accoutrement of players. So it was a good win for the Knicks.
Yeah.
The Lakers beat the Suns last night. That's also a good win for those guys. And Martin Truex was your winner, the Goodyear 400 at Darlington.
Nice.
All right, here's your fun fact.
This is good.
45 years ago, 1976, Ace Frehley of Kiss married his then-girlfriend Jeanette. Everything went well at the ceremony, but there was a near brawl. Fisticuffs broke out at the reception when one of Ace's friends, a gay musician dressed all in black leather, approached his girlfriend, now wife, his wife's dad, a high-ranking member of the Teamsters, and kissed him full on the lips.
So was the dude drunk?
He
must have been.
Not the Teamster not having it, nor anybody at the table, and they went ballistic.
Yes.
They ultimately were able to calm everybody down, but not before some punches were thrown.
Nice.
The whole thing was about to erupt.